Five in the Vart this week comes from Yishlayim Yerakaydash, Baruch Hashem. Hopefully this will be on the beginning, L'netach Netachim. I want to just dedicate this shir in honor of a very, very special family who will remain anonymous, but in this chus for only simcha and bracha for them and for their heilige beautiful children. V'yeikiv tishmon es ha-mishpatim e'ela. It will be when you listen to all these mitzvos. Ushmartem v'sisim osam. We'll translate literally, and you watch them and you do them. What does that mean, ushmartem? We have that lashon come up all the time throughout Torah. Ushmartem v'sisim osam. What is going on when you listen to the mitzvahs? Ve'eket tishma, and you listen to the mitzvahs. Naaseh v'nishma v'sisim, and you do them and you follow Hashem. What is this lashon ushmartem? So we know Mefarshim point out very famously that ushmartem can also mean not just to keep them and watch them, but ushmartem is a lashon of shamar, is to wait, to anticipate, to be excited to keep the mitzvos. As we see by Yaakov Avinu, when he heard the dreams of Yosef HaTzadik, v'aviv shamar es hadavar, he waited and anticipated for them to come to fruition. There's a lashon of excitement and anticipation of v'shamar. And so too the Heilige Yigdei Chala Bnei Yisachar explains. Voya Ekev. Ekev is a lashon of sof, of the end. It's the heel. It's the very, very end of time. It's these days. And these days there are many, many mitzvos that we're not able to keep. Sitting here in Yishalayim HaKadosh, and even being in Heilige Yishalayim HaKadosh, there's so many mitzvos we can't keep. It's so wonderful to be by Kaisel Maravi, but we can't be in Beis HaMikdash and bring karbanos. We can't be lighting a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash and bringing ketores and being oyla regal in the way that was and we hope will be. And therefore, there's so many mitzvos that are tluyos ba'aretz and tluyos be Beis HaMikdash that we are mitzapeh, that we're waiting anxiously and anticipating. Ushmartem, v'yeikiv tishmon, at the end of days, when you listen, ushmartem, and you wait for the mitzvos. And the Igor Dechal explains, and we have Gemaras that say similarly, that when you want to do a mitzvah, and you're desiring to do a mitzvah, and you learn about the mitzvahs, it's as if you kept the mitzvahs. The Gemara tells us in Brachos, Amar Rav Asi, Choshev Lasos Mitzvah, Brachos, the Vavim Aleph, when you want to do a mitzvah, you think to do a mitzvah, nenas, and there's an accident, Velo Asa, and you don't do the mitzvah. Ma'al Olav Kasav Kilo Asa. The Pasuk makes it as if you did the mitzvah. When you want to do a mitzvah, you desire to do a mitzvah, and something, there's an onus. There's an onus that we don't have a Beis Mikdash for us. There's an onus that I want to learn more Torah, but I have to support my family. There's an onus that I want to daven much longer, but I have to go to my job or to school or whatever it might be. So ultimately, Hashem knows if I want to do it, if I'm mitzapeh for it, it's as if I've done it. And therefore, Vaya Ekev, at the end of days, when there's so many mitzvahs we can't do, we have to learn about the mitzvahs. We have to want to do the mitzvahs. We have to anticipate doing the mitzvahs. And if we show excitement to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, learning about the mitzvahs and wanting to do the mitzvahs, Hashem's going to bring us the Gula Shleima. Hashem's going to bring us a time when all the mitzvahs will be Shaykh, Bez Hashem is Baruch. Bez Hashem is Baruch, we have to understand as well that not only in those mitzvahs that we can't do, because of the time, because of Zman, because of Galus. But again, even the mitzvahs that we're able to do when it comes to Torah, when it comes to Tefillah, when it comes to Chesed, we have to obviously do as much as we can, but always want to do more. Always be excited to do more. Vishamar, that I'm yearning and hoping to do more. And then even if I don't do as much as I'd like, it's as if I've done so much more. Vishamar as Hadavar. We have to anticipate an excitement. Ushmartem v'asisim. Bez Hashem is Baruch. We should all be Zocha. You know, if we only understood for a moment the beauty of mitzvahs, if we understood the beauty in Torah, the beauty in Yiddishkeit, it's a schus to be back home. You walk around there, just roll, you feel it every single moment. Every single moment. So what else would I want to be doing but fulfilling the avoda of why Hashem put me in this world? By doing that which is sweeter than honey and more precious than gold and silver. So even if we're not doing it, let's want to do it. Then we'll be zoich on simcha and bracha and gula shlema b'mheira b'yameinu. Have a beautiful holiday Shabbos kodesh, full of simcha and full of bracha. Ay Shabbos kodesh, 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 Shabbos kodesh.